Pay for them too, then. Hello, everybody. So, welcome back to my channel. And this is commenting on this magnificent feat accomplished by India with their Chandrayaan 3 spacecraft landing on the moon's south pole. And I believe it's the first moon mission ever to land in the lunar south pole region. So very few countries have achieved a proper landing on the moon. The United States, first of all, the Soviet Union, China, and now India, fourth of the world. Not bad. Now, admittedly, India's got the largest population in the world from largely this year. It was a Vikram lander, I believe Indian manufactured, and the mission is called Chandrayaan 3. So it was 4 minutes past six in the evening, local time, when it landed. I think they're going by India time. So, and the Prime Minister of India, Narendra Modi, he said India is now on the moon. He's been Prime Minister for, is it 9 years now? So this is really his crowning achievement. How magnificent. So India is a world beater in this sense, has really arrived as a superpower, and that ought to be recognized. Obviously, it underscores India's place on the United Nations Security Council as a permanent member. It still doesn't have that place that it so richly merits. On the other hand, people will be asking questions about this. India with 1,450,000,000 people, and there's still a significant minority of people who live in poverty in India, hundreds of millions. I mean, real poverty. Okay, nobody's starving, but you know, they're children who can't afford to finish secondary schooling. They're people who are not properly clothed, things like that, who just got the very basics, who really don't have a disposable income. Yes, there's a tiny upper class of billionaires. There's certainly an upper middle class with like a Western standard lifestyle. There's a lower middle class, and there's even a working class who've got a decent standard of living and can afford the occasional treat. But we're still talking a significant minority of the population of India who live in penury. And is this really the best way to be spending tens of millions of dollars on a lunar mission, which doesn't make life better for the average person at all? So there has been an outbreak of rejoicing all across India. But Prime Minister Modi was in South Africa at the moment. He's there attending the BRICS summit, as in Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. So the Indian Space Research Organization was behind this mission. And he said that that they've been working on it for a generation, ISRO, or ISRO. I'm not sure if they use it as an acronym, the name of that organization. And it's only a few days after Russia's Luna 25 spacecraft crashed on the moon. Incidentally, these are both unmanned missions. So, yeah. It has a rover as well. Anyway, so it had to go very, very slowly to achieve that soft landing. It was shown live on screens all across India. So they're looking to see if there's any sign of water. Could people ever live on the moon? Could they colonize the moon? And I always think, let's think about Planet One rather than spending staggering sums and probably something which probably can never be achieved, as in making the moon habitable. Even if it can be achieved, that's at least decades away, maybe centuries away. And you think of all the carbon we emit, the millions of man hours we waste on designing these craft, building these craft, training people, all the rest of it, rather than we could do that to try and reduce our carbon emissions here, make life better for the average person on planet Earth. So the rover is driving over the moon, bearing India's tricolor of that dark green, white and saffron with the cobalt colored wheel. Okay, so truth alone triumphs, I've got to say, for India. Anyway, because that area of the moon is in shadow always, they'll wonder whether there's some water ice there. So, you know, all shall be revealed, presumably. So it took off from Sriharikota in India, and there were rockets which detached in two stages. It orbited the Earth in various stages before getting into the moon's orbit, orbited several times before the lander separated from the propulsion module, and then finally achieved landing yesterday. So anyway, they hope that some major scientific research is going to be carried out, bring back some samples to planet Earth. So 2008 was the very first Indian lunar mission, Chandrayaan-1, and said that there are some water molecules on a part of the lunar surface that people thought was completely arid. And they also established the moon actually has an atmosphere, but only during the daytime. So Chandrayaan 2 was another lunar mission, was only semi-successful. So people think, oh, could there be useful minerals on it or anything like that? So I wonder whether they're going to actually start the partition of the moon. and people are going to lay claim to it. Now, the Americans were the very first to plant their flag on the moon way back in 1969. Old Glory was put there by Neil Armstrong. But does that mean that the United States claims the whole of the moon? They were there first. That was the way it worked with an uninhabited planet, which was beyond the territorial limit of any country. So the moon's has not been delimited, but perhaps it'd be unfair to try and claim the entirety of the moon for that reason. So we await with interest. Russia's, I think, space program is going nowhere fast. They got their hands full with something else, and what a public humiliation it was for them. So yeah, India really has arrived, but I question whether that was such a sagacious way to spend the money. The other things that India could do to better the lives of ordinary people. So it's already been beaming back photos. It was in lunar orbit for a few days before it actually landed. So it was there for about 10 days going around the moon and showing that the Chandrayaan 3 spacecraft is in good condition, and it's going to come back fairly soon. So, and this is certainly going to add to the popularity of the Modi administration, the BJP, Bharatiya Janata Party, is an Indian People's Party, and that coalition, which keeps them in office. So with steady economic growth, with fairly low inflation, low unemployment, this lunar success being pivotal in world politics, there's every reason to think that his BJP government is going to be returned after the next election. So anyway, there have been all sorts of maneuvers that are going on then. There'll be beaming back data and images are going to be analyzed by space scientists on planet Earth. It's got various instruments which are going to be able to determine some of the physical characteristics of the surface of the moon and see what tectonic activity is going on below the surface. Could there be water below the surface and things like that? Because we can't live without water, obviously. Right. So thank you so much for watching my channel, everybody. So please make sure you subscribe and make sure you make a donation of the greatest possible liberality on PayPal. It's georgecallahan79 @gmail.com. So it's impressive that the Indians have done this with all their own technology. And the European Space Agency, I don't think it's done that at all. That's the ESA is not just the European Union, is of more European countries than that. Because the United Kingdom, despite Brexit, is still part of the European Space Agency. So I don't think the ESA is capable of this kind of thing. European countries on their own, it's thought to be unaffordable for them. There's also the International Space Station that Russia has access to until 2028. After that, I'm not so sure. I think the Indians have got access to this as well. And could they have any military application to space? Could they station anything on there? I don't know, satellites, missiles that could hit the Earth? So perhaps that would come in useful in the military context as well. All right, everybody. So saying goodbye and watch out for more videos. Do you like me declaiming poesy? I'll try and do so with better sound quality and time. Toodle-pip.